Americans like their paper dollars, but Jim Colby, co-chairman of the Dollar Coin Alliance, thinks switching to the coin is worth it.
The coin does cost more to produce, roughly on the neighborhood of 17 cents versus the 5 or 6 cents that a paper dollar costs to produce. However, the coin lasts 35 years, and it's made of mostly recycled metals. The paper has to be produced out of new materials, and we shred 3 billion of those every year because they wear out.
For years, the former congressman has been pushing legislation that would prop up the dollar coin by phasing out the greenback, as it's called, a move that has met resistance from both politicians and the public. But today, he says, the climate has changed, and a recent poll indicates 61% of Americans like the idea.
When they learn of the savings that can be involved with this, will support the idea of substituting the coin for the paper dollar.
Colby points to a study by the Government Accountability Office, which investigates how the government spends taxpayer dollars. The GAO estimates taxpayers would save more than $4 billion over 30 years, and that figure could be much higher. And that appeals to taxpayer Christy Thompson.
Actually, I'd probably say yes. We need to do it.
But plenty aren't convinced. Kim Doering isn't.
They're louder, they're heavier in your pocket.
And Washington restaurant owner Sue Filotti doesn't like the idea of having more dollar coins in her cash register.
If I don't have a choice, then I do, but I will be a very unhappy person.
Adding to the problem is that the gold and silver colored metal coins are about the same size as the 25-cent quarter. Robert Blecker, an economics professor at American University in Washington, says the dollar coins need to be different.
Also, the coins can differ in thickness as well as in diameter. And if we could design a dollar coin that's not too big and bulky, probably Americans would like it better.
But that doesn't bother college student Emily Sturgill.
I like them. They're convenient sometimes. They fit in your pocket easily, and you don't have to worry about them slipping out like a dollar would if you've brought your keys or your phone out.
Both Colby and Blecker agree that widespread usage won't happen easily.
We will never give up the dollar bill until it's abolished, and we have no choice but use the coins.
Blecker thinks the American public would get used to the U.S. dollar coin.
I wouldn't like it at first.
You would get used to it.
But stacks of them are piled in government vaults instead of American pockets. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.